Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, author Jane Allison discusses her new release, Nine Island. Evocative, sad, at times funny, and never completely without hope. It's a story that explores what it means to be alone later in life. Tune in Mondays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on Alternative Talk 1150 and 98.9 HD Channel 3.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And if you need to be in touch with us here during the show, there's a couple of ways to do that. And especially during our interviews, if you have questions or something you'd like to know, you can always give Kathy and Prescott a call, let them know what you want to know, and they can let me know, and I can ask our guest, or you can get whatever you need from either of them. Local numbers are 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And the other way to get information to us or to communicate while we're on the show is shoot us an email. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com is our email address that we get in the studio here. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. Now, some of you occasionally during the show will go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and you will click on, you know, the email Martha link. But if you do that and send an email to the address that comes up when you're at MarthaNorwalk.com, that goes to my home computer. I don't get it here in the studio. So I won't get it till I get home. So if you want to get something to us here in the studio, you need to use the AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com address. Then if you need to post something to Animal World, you'd actually like to mail something to us, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need to get a hold of me about animal behavior therapy or training, if you've got something going on with your animal friends, you know, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. I'd love to chat with you about your animal friends. And you can reach me by calling Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. Phone number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And if by chance you would like to join the Animal World family of advertisers, got a great new advertiser deal right now, even less money than it says in our little commercial that we run on the air. For as little as $26 a week, you can get an ad on Animal World, links on the website, interview on the show. So you can't afford not to do that. And if you're interested in doing that, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty then. Oh, and I did want to mention, we talked about Vicky's book, Bridging True Love and Connection and Healing Between You and Your Animal Friends, and the book signing this coming Wednesday that I will be at. Somebody wanted to know, is this a guide to, a reference guide for using the essences? Well, not necessarily, but it is a process that she lays out for you, and exercises that you do with your animals, and she does recommend some essences and how to use them and so forth. But this really is a process you go through with your animal that does bring a whole new connection to you. And just reading the book initially, not even doing anything, made me feel better. It really does. There's a really lovely energy with this book, and really will help you with your relationship with your animals. It's called Bridging True Love, Connection, and Healing Between You and Your Animals by Vicki Draper, and the book signing is this coming October 5th, Wednesday, Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park, 7 o'clock. I'll be there. Alrighty then, let's get back to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And it has been many years, can't remember how many years, but it is definitely time that we catch up with Missy and Missy's Pet Rescue. And wouldn't you know, guess who's on the line? We have Missy. Missy, welcome back to Animal World. You're live.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Missy. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show again.
Oh, you're welcome. And, I was trying to think of, you know, the last time that I had you on the air, and I can't remember how many years ago it was, but I know you were in another location.
Yeah, we were up on Roosevelt Way in North Seattle.
Right, just north of 65th. And there had been a robbery. I think your store had been broken into and animals stolen. Isn't that what we were talking? What you were on?
Oh, it was. Oh, that was horrible. It was broken into, and cats had been let out, drop kicked, small animals crushed, all the large lizards stolen. It was devastating.
Yeah, it was really. So we had you on the air to, of course, talk about it, and I think at the time, of course, we were trying to find who was ever responsible and, you know, get some of the animals back. I don't remember. Was there ever resolution to that? Was anyone ever found that, or any of the animals?
No, none of them.
What a shame.
It was horrible. I really wish that to have brought those guys to justice. It had to have been more than one to do that much damage in such a short period of time.
Yeah. So how long ago was that, Missy?
I think that was 2008.
Okay. So it's been a while ago.
Yeah. For years I've tried to put it out of my mind. You know?
Well, sorry to bring
like
it up again.
Don't go away. You have nightmares about them all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, really, really sad situation. Now, how long, Missy, have you been doing pet rescue?
I'm actually third generation, so now I'm 54, so I've been doing it my entire life.
So this is something you inherited from your mom?
My mom. My father used to run the Humane Society out in Bellevue when I was very young.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I would get up in the morning and go clean all the dog kennels and then go over and clean all the cat cages and then run back and do all the dog kennels again.
That's Seattle Humane, huh?
Yep.
Well, how about that? Wow. So you've been at this for, like, forever.
Forever.
Okay. And I first, like I said, knew about you at Missy's Pet Rescue on Roosevelt Way there.
Mm-hmm.
You were actually just up the street from East West Bookshop.
Correct.
And after the last time we had you on the air, at some point you moved out of that area,
about 3 years ago I just needed a major life change. Mm-hmm. The building had been so small and had become so cat centric that none of my other life skills were put to use. I was raised with dogs. I used to do AKC obedience with my mom. My father was a herpetologist.
Wow.
And,
you really do have this in your blood, don't you?
Yeah, as a babe, my dad had lions and tigers, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. So even my step grandparents and stepmom were involved in animals too. So it was just very cat-centric, and although I adore cats beyond belief, there's other things I wanted to do, and the building had become so small, I couldn't work with the community service kids or special needs volunteers.
I see. So primarily it was a space thing. You needed more space, huh?
Definitely needed more space.
Okay.
Without a doubt. We moved down to Lake City Way.
Yeah, Lake City Way. I know I drive by you all the time. I just haven't a chance to stop in. But you're on Lake City Way, I think, just south of 125th. Is that
correct?
Right?
The old Rimrock Restaurant and Bar.
The old Rimrock Restaurant and Bar. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure that they're...
Yeah, if you're an old Seattleite, you remember it well. But we moved into it gutted, and I have spent the last 2.5 years just building. And I shouldn't say just building. I kept doing rescue even though we were building.
Uh-huh.
And it's become very, very amazing space. And every day, every week, things change and grow.
I didn't realize it was that large and driving by it. I guess I'm always driving, so I don't have a lot of time to, like, look.
It's three times
the size
of the previous location.
Wow.
Yeah, and the fact that we moved into it gutted, so it was a blank slate. I could do anything I wanted to with it.
Wonderful. So have you been able to fix it up the way you want?
Yeah, we took the old walk-in refrigerator and made that into a quarantine room. We were able to build our own kitchens, put in our own plumbing. So it is absolutely amazing. We just finished our third cat room.
Wow.
So we have a kitten room for them to play in. We have an adult cat room for those guys that are a little harder to find homes for, so they have some comfort. And then this next year, we're working on the guinea pig and rabbit runs.
Wow, okay. Now, so tell us about Missy's Pet Rescue and just tell us about who and what you are today.
Oh, that is still being totally decided. Like I said, it grows every day. Basically, we're still doing cats. We've now branched out to dogs, although dogs are always out in our foster homes and just come in for meet and greet.
Oh, okay. So no dogs at the store.
No dogs there.
Okay, they're at in fosters, and so
correct.
You have to arrange ahead of time to meet the dogs. Okay.
Yeah, and we're working with the Pacific Northwest Herpetological Society and helping them place their reptiles. So we care for them, help just lighten their load a little bit.
So do you actually have reptiles in the facility now?
Correct, we do. We've broadened, all the rabbits are now spayed and neutered before they find homes, and we're helping with trapping of wild rabbits, well, not wild, domestic thrown out rabbits.
Yeah, no, I've been, there's been a little bit of rumblings along those lines lately, nothing that's really surfaced, but you know, there have been areas around this area that have had problems with people dumping rabbits, like the Woodland Park Zoo area. And then there was a place in Redmond, you know, by the old Extapa restaurant and so forth. I've heard some rumors maybe about the Woodland Park area and so forth. Are there still areas in Seattle and around?
Oh, yeah, there's actually areas in Lake City.
Oh.
For some reason, people think that all the pea patches need to have baby bunnies or something.
Uh-oh.
You know, so for the last 3 years, you know, after the fairs, the big fairs, there always seems to be an increase of baby bunnies being dropped off places.
Wow. That's too bad. So
They're not geared to survive in our environment. And if they are, they're increasing the coyote problem.
Well, exactly, because they you know, are a feeder species. I mean, and that's why they breed so prolifically. But when you increase the food supply for anybody higher up the line, you get more of those higher up the line. So that's what you're saying. When if there's, you know, a coyote problem in your area, you certainly don't want to have a lot of rabbits.
No.
Because that's just going to increase the problem.
Right. And once you move them in, if they deplete the rabbit supplies, then they move up to our house cats.
Yeah.
Our little fat guys that just can't run fast enough.
Yeah. Now, I have learned over the years from cats that they can intimidate coyotes if they know how to do it, but that's, you know, a rare kitty that is knows.
So that's our feral population. Our feral population is quite wily.
Yeah.
But the normal domestic house cat is just bait.
Yep. So do you have rabbits for adoption as well?
We sure do. We've been really good. We've been able to find homes for most of them very quickly. We do have an adorable little pair, Piper and Jem, though, right now, two spayed females, about 4 years old.
All right. Well, let's. We need to take a short break here because it's time to take care of advertisers and sponsors. And that, of course, is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us, and we can't do this kind of programming. So we will take care of advertisers, and we are going to continue our conversation with Missy from Missy's Pet Rescue in Lake City. We'll find out more about what kind of animals Missy is rescuing and are available, and all the details, and of course, how we can help. You can imagine if she had to start from scratch and in a gutted building and putting this all together, you know, taking care of wayfaring animals is not cheap. So we'll find out what's going on and what kind of help Missy needs. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back Rebecca Norrington, who says we can claim our happiness no matter what is going on in our lives.
On Saturday, Stefan Vanell shares his knowledge about the astrological alignments related to the United States and what he sees in this election year.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell presents a special limited series called Chime In about people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I heard about the New Pro supplements. Just want to make sure you know it's New Pro, N-U-P-R-O, newprosupplements.com. And I got to tell you, my cats love the feline New Pro nuggets. And Robbie loves the New Pro supplement for dogs, but I'm really liking the Life Spice, which is the supplement for animals that need that extra something, and it's got a lot of turmeric in it and mushrooms and all that great stuff, and it's really a super supplement. So check them out, NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Alrighty, we are in the middle of a conversation with Missy from Missy's Pet Rescue, and now located in the Lake City area of Seattle. Good morning again, Missy.
Hi.
Hi. So, it isn't like you're just brand new at this place. You've been fixing it up now for a while, but how long have you been operating at the Lake City location?
Well, we've been there about 2.5 years now. January 31st will be the end of our third year.
Right. Okay. So I know I've been seeing you there for a while. I didn't have any idea, though, that's as large a place as it sounds. But
yeah.
That's really great. So you have cats, and you actually have a nice open kitty visiting room and so forth you were talking about?
Yep. And actually, most of them are, all three of them are visible from the street. They're right in the front windows.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, you drive by there at night, and it's like this movie going on, and people are outside watching the cats.
Watching the kitties. All right, so we've got cats at the shelter, you have rabbits, you've got some reptiles.
Yep, we have...
Dogs are all in foster care.
Correct.
Any other kind of animals that you've got?
Rabbits, guinea pigs. I also do sugar glider rescue.
Wow.
Hedgehog rescue. I am licensed for them, which is not common in this area. It requires a federal inspection twice a year.
What, for hedgehogs? Or
For the exotics, like hedgehogs, sugar gliders, prairie
dogs.
Oh,
really? I didn't know that.
Things, yeah.
So you have to be federally inspected.
Correct.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed to see at the Evergreen State Fair. I don't think I saw them this year, but last year they were actually selling sugar gliders.
Yeah, they're there. They're there. I've already had many phone calls.
Yeah, and that it just is very disturbing to me. But
yeah,
you know, I grew up in the years at the Puyallup Fair where you could buy a chameleon, you know, tied to a safety pin and pin it on your clothes.
Oh, that was horrible. I grew up during that time too. It was horrible.
Well, you know, it's kind of synchronistic, or in a way. Because, you know, I would, my mom would take me to the fair, and of course I would get chameleon, and of course we then would come home and say, well, we have to know what to do. And so researching chameleons, and back when there of course were no computers and internet, you know, no Google searching and all that kind of stuff. And we went, of course, to the local pet store in the area, which was Jack's Aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
And which was on Northeast 65th at the time.
Okay.
But I think, because I think it's that pet store that you ended up taking over with your...
Yeah, old friends of the family.
Yeah, yeah, because that, it was amazing. Way back when I was growing up, that was like the only pet store around.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. You forget Safari out in Bellevue, which grandmother's pet store.
But see, so Bellevue was like a world away from us back then.
This is true. You had to pay a toll, well, back when you had to pay the first toll.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dime at one point, and then it was up to 35 cents. You threw it
I remember 25 cents.
You remember 25? And then I remember 35. Anyway, but you throw it in the thing as you go through the toll booth. Well, I guess we're aging ourselves here, Missy.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's where, you know, Mom and I would head out to Jack's and find out, you know. So I had chameleons for many, many years, and we had mealworms in our refrigerator, which my dad and brother weren't all that wild about. But
they don't know how good they are for fishing.
Oh, mealworms?
Yeah, mealworms.
Well, they weren't fishers, so that wouldn't have been... Anyway, that's kind of funny. That was the same pet store that you guys were involved with.
Yeah.
So, reptile... Well, I know. We were talking about the sugar gliders and hedgehogs. Do you find... Is there a big need for people to... A place to get rid of their sugar gliders and hedgehogs? Do people get tired of them after a while?
Yeah, the sugar glider community actually reached out to me and was extremely happy that I was doing sugar glider rescue because it's been health problems that they didn't want to bring into their situation. And since I have a on-call 24-hour, 7-day-a-week vet that is an exotic vet, it is very easy for me to care for these little guys.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, do they actually make good companions, pet
they
companions?
They are a wonderful pet for the right situation. I adore them. But, you know, I like working late at night when they're awake. But for most people, they require a very specialized and consistent diet every single day.
Mm.
And they are up all night barking and playing. So for most households, they don't work out very well.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes sense. So if you fall in love with a cute little sugar glider at the fair, you don't want to just bring him home because you may be up all night.
You have to learn the nature of the beast.
All right. What do they eat?
They actually eat a lot of fruit. They like high sugar content, but they also eat a lot of insects, small mammals, things like that.
Well, and of course, you have to provide that for them if...
Correct.
If they live with you.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine. So do you have sugar gliders now available?
Oh, I don't. Actually, I have a waiting list for them. I'm very good at getting them placed, and a lot of people like to get them rescued rather than picking them up at the fairs.
Right.
But, yeah.
So I'm wondering if folks are interested in adopting from you, is there a process that they have to go through to adopt these little critters? And
yeah, they get grilled.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you're getting responsible people.
Yeah, I want to make sure they're going to the right home.
So we've got dogs in foster, cats at the store, we've got reptiles and rabbits and other various little animals, hamsters and the like, or guinea pigs, you said. Anyway, all that kind of stuff. So standard adoption fees involved? Does it vary depending on the kind of animal you're adopting?
It varies depending on the age of the animal. Like kittens, we always want them to go home in pairs, of course, to prevent single kitty syndrome.
Uh-huh.
But there are adult cats that have been raised singly that would prefer, of course, not to be around another cat.
Right.
Situations, those would go out singly. It depends on the individual personality of the animal.
Because I just have to say, I was kind of shocked at the fair to see those sugar gliders. I mean, they were charging exorbitantly high prices for these animals.
The normal pricing for, even just baby sugar gliders is around $300 a pair. And from what I understand,
it was like twice that at the fair.
They're being sold for $500 to $600 individually.
Yeah, it was more in the $500 to $600 range, the ones that I saw, yeah.
I just recently took in a group of sugar gliders that were being fed nothing but dehydrated fruit.
Mm.
And half of them were blind.
Oh.
Well, the irony of the situation, much like cats, a too low of a protein diet will cause blindness.
Oh, what a shame.
But if you turn the diet around, you can turn the blindness around. So
really?
Week and a half, I had all of them seeing again.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was actually amazing to see.
Yeah, that is amazing. Now, I know you crossed my radar again because there's been some indications online that you guys need some help these days, which I don't know, a rescue. That doesn't. So tell us what's going on with you guys and what kind of help do you need?
Yeah, we literally moved into a blank slate. The floors had to be put down, and the minute we started the floors, the plumbing had underneath the floors had to be redone, so all the cement had to be redone.
Oh.
We had no walls. No electricity, essentially. We had one plug-in at the back of the building that we ran like 5 extension cords from.
Wow.
Just to get everything up and going. And I mean, literally, we were in the dark for the first 6 months. So everything that I have, and as far as, merchandise, money, whatever, and my partner's money went into this.
Well, that reminds me, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I forgot about it, but I want to ask you before I forget. If people come by Missy's Pet Rescue there on Lake City Way, obviously all the animals are there, but do you do any retail sales? Do you have any supplies or anything?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination. I had a whole pet store full of merchandise when I moved over there, and it even seemed like that building was full of it when we moved over, and now I'm down to about a quarter of it. The other 3/4 went to feeding and caring for the animals during the build.
Gotcha. So you still do have some merchandise available.
Oh, yeah.
And is that going to expand or stay the same?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I realized that being so cat-centric for so long that I kind of forgotten my retail skills.
Okay, but so
all of that.
So in the new space here, it will be a combination of rescue and store.
Yeah, literally one half of the building, or actually I should say, one third of the building is retail. The other 2/3 are the rescue animals.
That's good. All right, so that is another way that people can support you, is to come by and shop for their supplies, huh?
Correct.
Hey, very good. All right, so let's get back to what's on your wish list and want list. What kind of help do you all need?
Okay, well, everybody always needs money. But We would love adult volunteers. We have tons of student volunteers, and they're great. But, of course, adults have to supervise the students.
So adult volunteers.
Yeah.
Any requirements?
Patience.
Okay.
A lot of patience.
All right. All right.
Yeah, we've been getting, we have picked up a couple of really good animal-oriented volunteers lately, so that's helping out a lot.
And what do you need volunteers to do?
Basically, we generally care for all the cats in the morning, so that's really important to have adults for, because the students tend to be a little too chaotic for cats to deal with.
Uh-huh.
So we need people with more expertise in that sense. And then, you know, the basics, you know, paper towels, bleach, old towels, old blankets, dog and cat food, toys. Toys are always a wonderful way. I have a couple of Girl Scout troops that make little cat toys that are fun. But, yeah, there's never an end, because it's an ongoing thing. Everybody thinks, oh, we rescue one animal and we're done. And it's never been like that. I don't ever remember in 54 years being done with anything.
Well, no, it sounds like it has been a work in progress all of your life. And so the main thing, of course, always is money is always appreciated. Adult
yeah.
volunteers. Do you have, in order to train someone, do you have a minimum requirement of how much time they have to volunteer for or anything?
We don't like people to get burned out, so we do require at least like one day a week for 3 to 4 hours. If you want to do more, that's wonderful, but everybody has a real life also, and so we don't want to bog people down. We want it to be fun for them.
So you'd like a commitment for at least one day a week, 3 to 4 hours.
Correct.
That makes sense. Okay. And then the usual paper towels, and then but physical towels and blankets, because our Animal World listeners can be really be good at collecting things that rescues need. So
mm-hmm.
So towels and blankets.
Correct.
And that would be for bedding for the animals and. Caring
yep.
for them and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you mentioned toys, kitty toys. Is that what you're
kitty
talking
toys,
about?
Kitty toys, dog toys, anything that we can sterilize is wonderful. Unfortunately, you know, every cage is its own little world, and so we have to make sure that everybody's nice and clean. So everything gets washed every day.
Well, all right, that's great. So, is the remodel and the buildup within the facility, is that all pretty much complete at that point? Are you still a work in progress with that as well?
It's still a work in progress. Every month is a different project, and so yes, things are tight, but we make it every week, you know.
Do you need volunteers to do any of the work?
Yeah, anybody that's good with electrical or carpentry would be greatly appreciated.
Ah, okay. So carpenters, electricians, we've got some help for you if you're animal lovers and could donate some time or expertise. Missy could use your help.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of that you need?
Just the day-to-day supplies. People that have pea patches, their greens and things are great for the guinea pigs and the rabbits and the small animals.
Oh, yeah.
And even, like, the bearded dragons.
Okay, so we are kind of at a stage where, you know, gardens are winding down, but there can be an abundance of produce.
Correct.
So you've got a lot of critters that eat a lot of produce, huh?
Oh, yeah. I buy cases of romaine each week. I would say at least 3 cases of romaine.
Wow.
And still run out constantly.
So lettuces. What about all the squash? A lot of people usually have squash at this time.
Yeah, squash is great for tortoises, for the bearded dragons. Any number of the animals love the squashes.
Wonderful. So, folks, you're out there. If you're a pea patch person, or you've got garden, you've got produce left over. Let's take it to Missy's Pet Rescue. All right. Now we need to take care of our advertisers again once more in this hour, Missy. So we're going to do that now, and then when we continue, let's anything else you can think of that you need. Let's talk about that. But then I want to do, we got to talk about hours that you're open, your contact information. Do you have website, phone number? You know, if people want to volunteer, do they call you or what? So let's get all that stuff out in our last segment together. We'll do that after we take care of our advertisers.
Okay, great.
All righty. And then since Kathy has reminded me, that's an idea. I was going to say we could do the Missing Link giveaway, but you got a good idea. Kathy's thinking that maybe Missy has, animals there that, why don't Kathy, while we take care of advertisers, why don't you pop on the phone with Missy and see if she would like to, it's a Missing Link for somebody. Because we'll give it to her. If not, we'll open it up for a giveaway after the break. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
For many years, Vicki Draper has been helping people and their animals connect more deeply to live healthier, happier lives. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? If you desire relief, experience Vicki's new book, Bridging True Love Connection and Healing Between You and Your Animal. Join Vicki for a book reading and signing on Wednesday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at Third Place Books at 17171 Botha Way Northeast at Lake Forest Park. For more information, visit Vicki online at healingyouranimal.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I have to say that, okay, you guys lose out today, but there's always next week. Missy would apparently be delighted to do the wellness formula of Missing Link. That's a vegetarian formula, so that can be fed to all those critters there. So that's really great. So we're going to send Missy some Missing Link. You guys can call in next week for yours. Hey, so Missy.
Yes.
From Missy's Pet Rescue and the new location, if you haven't been aware, in the last almost 3 years now, they are now on Lake City Way, just south of 125th. And you said it was the old Rimrock restaurant?
The old Rimrock restaurant and bar.
And so
you can still see the signs on the top of the building.
That's true, and you can see the kitties and some of their play areas through the windows of the store and so forth, mm-hmm. and it is a combination rescue pet store together, and that continues, and the pet store part of the facility is actually, you say, will expand as time goes by.
Correct.
And now we've talked about needing adult volunteers, very important, and a minimum commitment of one day a week for 3 to 4 hours. Then the regular day-to-day supplies like paper towels and then physical towels and blankets, mm-hmm. and sterilizable toys for cats and dogs.
Yep. Most of the dog toys nowadays can be run through the dishwasher, so those are great.
Yeah, yeah. Now, did you think of anything else that we need to put on the want list here?
Well, we talked about an electrician and anybody with carpentry skills.
Yeah.
But, yeah, basically, you know, every day something pops into my head and the next day something else. It's kind of an ongoing thing. We have a website that generally has the information available.
Okay, so let's get contact information. Okay. It's Missy's Pet Rescue.
On Facebook, it's Missy's Rescue.
Okay, Missy's Rescue on Facebook.
And then the website is actually a combination website. It's animal-talk.com. And on there, there's a button for Missy's Rescue.
Okay, so animal-talk.com, and click on the Missy's Rescue. Okay. If people want to donate money, what's the best way to do that?
They're on Missy's on the Missy's Rescue button, there's a donate button.
Okay.
And then on Facebook, there's also a donate button. Okay. Or they can come by in person. We love that.
All right. Now, they could also mail you a check, couldn't they?
Correct.
And
yep.
We want to do the address anyway, so what's the mailing address?
Super easy. It's 12322 Lake City Way Northeast.
That's 12322 Lake
Correct.
City Way Northeast, and that, of course, would be Seattle, WA.
Yeah.
98125. So,
or they can call me. It's much faster.
All righty. And the phone number for Missy's Pet Rescue is
206-526-1558.
So that's 206-526-1558. All right. So Missy, you've just made it back onto our radar here on Animal World, so we'll be checking with you regularly to make sure you're getting what you need.
Oh, thank you so much.
And things are flowing for you. Now, hours of operation, how many days a week are you guys open?
We're open 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so we do adoptions actually only 6 days a week. I do take Wednesdays off.
Okay. Wednesdays you're off, but otherwise, what hours are you open?
11 to 7 Monday through Friday, 11 to 6 on Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday.
All right. So 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 11 to 6 Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday. And did you say...
I'm reachable 24/7.
Okay. And did you say there's one day that you don't do adoptions?
That's just Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. No adoptions on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's so good to connect with you again. It's so nice to hear about the wonderful work you're doing, and I love it that you're doing all of these types of animals.
And, oh, it's great.
All right. So stay in touch. Let me know what's going on. If you've got any special events or fundraisers going on, be sure and email me the information so I can get it up on current events.
I sure will. And I sure will. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome, and I'll check with you before the first Sunday of November.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks, Missy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Yeah, I mean, I really got guided to help Missy's rescue. So if you guys can help, and especially we got any electricians or carpenters out there that want to put in some time to help the animals, that would be greatly appreciated. Any adult volunteers, and of course money and daily supplies. Missy's Pet Rescue on Lake City Way. All righty. It is time, before we run out of time in this hour, to do current events. All righty, let's see. We got a ton of stuff on current events here. And now this is something Kathy and I have done part of this that you really like. Northwest Stream Center in Everett has got Salmon in the Forest on Thursday, October 13th at 3 p.m. And this is a program that's geared for 7th graders to adults. And you get to first view the new trout stream exhibit. They've got the windows open and stuff. Those weren't open when Kathy and I were out there. I can't wait to get out there and see those windows, watch the fish under the water and stuff. And then you get to watch the 45-minute film, Salmon in the Forest. And after that, there's going to be a naturalist-led interpretive tour of the new elevated nature walk. And that's what Kathy and I did. And it's even better now than when Kathy and I were there. It was really, really spectacular. So you want to check this out. Attendance is limited, so reservations are required. And to make a reservation, you call 425-316-8592, 425-316-8592. $5 if you're a member of the Streamkeeper organization, $7 if you're not. Okay. And our resident animal communicator, Darcy Pariso, and medium Reiki master, has got a bunch of classes coming up. She's doing her Talk to the Animals Animal Communication 101 and 102. In the 101 level, you learn to connect, work with behavior issues, problem solve, life purpose jobs, tips to work with your own animals, and more. And then the 102 is medical intuition, end of life, grief, and animals and spirits, and lots of questions and answers. She's going to be doing both at a number of locations. The Talk to Animals 101 will be October 15th at Intraspace in Seattle. 102 will be November 12th. The Healing Center in Edmonds, Communication 101, October 22nd. And let's see, the Intraspace Intuitive Fair has some new dates. The next one will be Saturday, November 5th at 10 a.m. All right, remember, you can catch your 12th man's best friend at Homeward Pet throughout October. Dog adopters sporting their blue and green will receive a 12% discount on their adoption. That's at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. We talked about all the upcoming events for Vicki Draper, a lot of free events, one pay event. But the big thing to talk about this week is the book signing for her book, Bridging True Love, Connection, and Healing Between You and Your Animal Friends. I wrote the foreword. We will both be at the book signing this Wednesday evening at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park at 7 p.m., so I hope to see you there. All righty. Okay. Last chance for the early bird pricing tickets for the 19th annual Black Cat Ball. for benefiting Perfect Pals. That's at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Over 500 items in the silent and live auctions, a champagne reception, and a gourmet three-course vegetarian or vegan dinner, including wine. www.perfectpals.org. The early bird pricing ends tomorrow. So today, tomorrow, your last day to get the cheap tickets. So check that out. And, oh, today there is an event happening today. Forgot to tell you about that already. But today is Seattle Humane's 14th annual Walk for the Animals. And it is today at Green Lake in Seattle. It's from 9. The walk is from 9 a.m. to noon. But then there is the whole event around the walk, which, you know, adoptable pets, vendor booths, family activities, and more. The proceeds provide food, shelter, and vet care for orphaned animals at Seattle Humane. So if you want to participate in that, get on out to Green Lake, because that's going on today. All right, and then we got a ton of things coming up at Meow Cat Rescue. Let's see. There's a Meow Canine Wine Tasting at Northwest Cellars on Sunday, October 9th. And let's see, Sunday, October 15th, there's the third annual Cat Running 5K at Marymore Park in Redmond. And on Thursday, October 27th, Pints for Pets at Ruben's Brews on 14th Avenue Northwest in Ballard. And then on Saturday, December 3rd, it's the annual Meow Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale. We will talk in more detail about these events coming up after the top of the hour. So that pretty much covers current events, other than to say next week it is Best Sunday Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique with Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. So be sure to mark your calendars. You want to be here next week. Call in for your free remote sessions. And let's see, Kathy, you did a typed up here. You had something you wanted to say about volunteers. So let's give Kathy a chance to.
Well, I was just thinking. Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about volunteers for Missy's Pet Rescue, right?
And this can apply to Meow Cat Rescue as well.
Yeah.
This time of year, seniors are starting to think about their projects for community service.
Mm.
And I think this would be a great time for the seniors in high school.
Oh, seniors in high school.
In high school to do their community service projects.
Uh-huh.
So volunteering, if they're pet lovers, at Missy's Rescue or Meow would be a great idea.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, Missy did say, related to that, that they do have, she does have quite a few student volunteers.
Good.
But she needs adult volunteers.
Okay,
so
great.
So the student volunteers, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's really great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you said seniors, I kind of assumed you were talking senior citizens. But,
right.
You know, that would be a great thing for a lot of seniors. You know,
it's
you're
true.
Retired and don't have a lot going on and you love animals.
Mm-hmm.
How great would that be?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got time to volunteer, go down and feed the kitties and play with the kitties and take
that's
care
true.
Of all those little critters at Missy's Pet Rescue.
Yep.
That
and
sounds
for those
like...
who don't want to have a pet in their home, but you still want to be around them, you know?
Yeah,
you want them in your life. So.
Yeah, that's a great thing. So
yeah.
If you're interested in Missy's Pet Rescue really needs adult volunteers. And boy, and you heard her story. She's been at this her whole entire life. It's generational. It's passed down from her parents. And there's a reason why, you know, I got, you know, the message to we need to start supporting Missy again. So. Anyway, check it out. And boy, it looks that we've talked our way through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We've got an hour to go. And next up, Meow Cat Rescue. And then we're talking to the co-manager of East West Bookshop in Seattle, Bima Breckenridge will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll talk about all the great events coming up at East West Bookshop. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues for another hour. We're here, here until noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.